Great. Thank you for bearing with us there. I think we are ready to go. Yes. Please join me in welcoming Vladislav. He's been working on a campus communication platform for university. This is the final part of our micro matrix in education track. So thank you, Vladislav.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining this session. This presentation outlines a secure communication platform for a university based on open standards. So let's get started. So first of all, this presentation is in English. For your convenience, it is also available in three languages. If you need it, feel free to contact me. This QR codes is just like email deep links. Yeah. A few words about me. My name is Vladislav Kalinin. I am an individual entrepreneur who loves building end-to-end IT solutions across different layers of a technology stack. Mostly energized by like complex, interesting tasks and challenges that lead to meaningful, useful solutions. Oh, I see. Yeah. And results. Okay. So, when conversations are spread across users' apps and email threads, some of the important updates go unseen and, so you can miss it. Centralized third-party platforms can be convenient, but often reduce control over retention and analytics and data privacy. A self-hostable and standards-based solution consolidates daily collaboration while keeping servers where it belongs. So the goal is not isolation, but like sovereignty, choosing how to connect externally without losing control. So by integrating with existing learning systems, we improve clarity and audibility without forcing everyone to change how they work overnight. Yeah. So clear goals guide the platform. So keep data internal, avoid lock-in, and integrate with campus systems. Also, end-to-end messaging without one platform for students and facility and staff. Academic needs are unique, and no off-the-shelf tool fits perfectly. So, yeah, academic needs, they are unique. So, scope explicitly excludes replacing email and excludes writing a chat app from scratch. So, that is why we decided to use, like, metric infrastructure as a open source base. So, open protocols and open source clients, servers enable independent audits and steady evolution. So, for example, if we're talking about clients, it's Element, for example, and servers, it's like Synapse. So, end-to-end encryption keeps private spaces confidential, so only participants hold the keys. Public or official channels can remain encrypted because just to support discovery and archiving. So, yeah. Federation is not a switch, so you can collaborate across organizations when ready or operate privately until policies mature. So, for example, our university decided to be more private because they are afraid of being public, very afraid. So, emerging client experience, so like threads, reactions, media, voice, video, this like reduces the temptation to revert to shadow tools. So, for example, if a student doesn't need like many windows for different tools, so like everything inside of it. So yeah, while extensibility lets you plug in what your community actually needs. So for example, if students needs voice or audio or like anything, so you can just plug in element, for example, like widgets or bots. So self-hosted, a programmatic stack starts with the standards, compliant server you operate on trusted infrastructure, persisting state in a robust database, identity flows through your existing SSO, so for example, key cloak or something like this. So people sign in with familiar credentials and central policy applies. So for example, if your university has key cloak, so there is no need to create like extra credentials. Reliable voice and video require turn or stun to traverse real world networks. This one kind of tricky, I mean, because to set up a Jitsi, it's kind of pain for some people. Hosting the web client under your domain improves trust and discoverability, and human readable IDs aligned to your DNS, for example, make onboarding more intuitive. So students, I think, know the domain. So yeah, and each piece is replaceable without rewriting everything else. So if we don't need something or we have like some better solution, so we can just replace it. Operational discipline is an important as features. So containers and infrastructure as code make environments predictable and update risk aware. Reverse proxy like Nginx simplifies certificate handling and cleanly routes traffic. Health checks and rolling restarts reduce disruption during maintenance. So these practices keep the service dependable through peak academic cycles and unexpected load. So I think only one note about this one. Containers like Docker containers, they are good, but I think maybe best practices is to use like Kubernetes or something like this. So for the start, I think it's okay to use like Docker. So about protection, so we reduce logging to operational essentials and rotate to limit exposure. Data lives on trusted infrastructure, so it's like it's maybe trusted cloud or maybe it's like university servers, so it's trusted infrastructure. Official channels remain encrypted, so they can be discovered, archived, and moderated. Private rooms use end-to-end encryption, and content search is client-side by design. But once again, our university, we don't use this like private rooms because mostly this whole thing is just for education, not like this like for private rooms or something. So apply retention per context, so keep official records longer, expire casual chat sooner. Yeah. So about single sign-on, made it as simple as possible by using single sign-on identity, should be feel like invisible. It's not like, so for example, because of like keys, it's not like pretty easy to use. So students or lecturers say not really like it. Yeah, so frictional login improves uptake and reduces support overhead. So like centralized authentication enforces security policies institutions wide, and documentation and video and the staffed help room accelerate onboarding. So it is very important. So in our case, we have, I made like onboarding videos. So nobody wants to just read the text. Videos, it's like perfect. It's like short videos. It's like perfect. So lowering friction in the first session dramatically improves uptake, especially for busy educators and learners juggling multiple systems. Yeah, so it is very important to start with onboarding materials before everyone will ask a question. So you need to think a bit about branding. Branding signals trust and helps people find the right place to ask questions. Pre-joining new users to essential rooms ensures critical updates are seen and support is one click away. So you should use this this feature with after joining rooms. It is very useful. Lightweight bots answer some questions, which it's like onboarding bot or collect quick feedback. So you should use bots for sure, or some kind of just a room with one single bot for feedback or for help or onboarding. Embedded meetings and pooling tools keep discussions flowing. So Jitsi, for example, it's for e-meetings, it's perfect because of the features. But also Element Call, it's cool. I think it will be like the future. Together, these touches turn a chat client into a daily hub tied to your organization identity and needs. So, help desk and integration. Meet people where they already are. So, integration surfaces announcements directly in chat where discussion can continue. So, room structure, rooms and spaces structure should be clean enough so everyone understands what is it. Course or program spaces, rooms, can reflect updates from learning systems, so announcements land alongside discussions. Embedding documents and calendars keeps collaboration focused and reduces context switching. So this integration's focus turns the platform into a front door to essential services, not just another chat. So by that I mean you should use widgets, bots, everything you can find. So it is much easier for students or lecturers to use everything in one place. And it is very important to separate rooms by its meaning. So not just one room for everything which has every bot and every widget. So you should create a proper structure for university needs, for example. So not everyone moves at once. Bridges let your communities collaborate with partners on other platforms while keeping institutional copies of conversations. So bridges are kind of cool, but we are not using it yet. But they will solve some problems. So everything will be in one place. It will be much easier to migrate from other platforms to just one platform. So this one, federation, about federation. So federation is powerful, but it's very important. Timing matters. So launch in a closed federation to validate moderation workflows and performance and scale at scale. As policies mature, enable federation selectivity. Perhaps with the trusted partners first and use domain, allow list and rate limiting to keep abuse down. Most importantly, explain plainly what changes, who can discover rooms, who can direct messages, and so on. So this one is very important because, once again, we are in closed federation, and everyone is scared to be in public because you need to moderate like everything. So maybe few people should be online like all the time to look after the whole like project. So yeah, so I think federation is powerful, but timing matters. Safety and moderation. Give users a clear way to report issues and publish a code of conduct that sets expectations. So maintain audit trails for official spaces and tune retention to policy, keeping what's necessary, like not everything. So it is very important to like have a feedback and have this like report system actively, and also someone must to check it like every day or even few times a day for like reports and feedbacks from students, lecturers, and yeah. So about maintains, schedule predictable maintains, aim for aggressive but realistic recovery objectives, then practice them, like run restore drills and capture lessons learned. Open components keep licensing predictable. Most costs are infrastructure and staff time, but I think donations should be made because of open source. They need funding. With standard workflows, so just like plan, update, monitor. So I think small teams can run this by themselves. So this one also very important, because keep guidance current and concise. I mean, consistent support and visible wins sustain momentum after launch. Communities self-organize and share tips and reduce centralized overhead. So with the community supporting each other and seeing real value, the platform grows substantial itself. So feedback. Consolidation improves visibility and response times. Or when messengers land in one government space, fewer updates slip through the cracks. So you need to always ask for a feedback from everyone on the platforms. I mean, from lecturers, from students, because this measures outcomes. It's like time to answer, you know. So some challenges. Some users prefer what they already know, so explain why this, why now, and just repeat it. So just some users just want one click, which will solve like everything. Above all, ship, observe and iterate in public, acknowledging rough edges and fixing them quickly builds trust faster than glossy like promises. Recommendations: if you are beginning this journey, pick a pilot that cares about the problem and can give fast feedback. Secure leadership support, so policy and resources align. Integrate identity early to cut friction and prioritize condition repeatable training over like marathon sessions. Treat moderation and support as core features, and with proper planning and user-centric rollout, it is possible to achieve a secure and cost-effective chat platform. So this one, I would say there is like three interesting things about like securing, I mean. So I've heard, I think yesterday, about VPN. Nobody talks a lot of them. So if you really afraid about being public, so you can add like extra layer of VPN. So I mean, VPN puts like network gate in front of infrastructure. So your stack is kind of invisible to internet until VPN. So it is, I think, good practice if you're afraid of being in public and it's like you have like very sensitive information. Another one, it's about like power level 100. I mean, like admins, moderation and everything. So I think you should teach people to be careful, but accept as a given that mistakes will happen. So it's not like perfect people that win. But design, where one human error does not crash everything. By that I mean, you should have like at least some kind of small instruction. If you're a moderator, be afraid of, I mean, like, so just be careful. About last one, like, so protection, I think, should be like in proportion to risk and value. So not to like overdo with protection if you don't have like a lot of sensitive information, maybe VPN you will not need it, and maybe some of the stuff you will not need it. Okay, so long story short, so why Mitrix? Education sector face growing challenges in balancing seamless communication and flexibility and data privacy and digital features and open source software, and they want independence. So using the Mitrix protocol and in our case Element client as a foundation, I integrated the solution to meet academic needs, ensure data privacy, also as having bots, widgets, some integrations with their internal systems. This case shows how idea behind Mitrix protocol can empower large academic communities and help other institutions explore privacy respecting and scalable alternatives to traditional messaging platforms. In short, I think just do not be afraid to use the whole like Mitrix infrastructure if you are really interested in it. I think the current documentation is like a lot, yeah, but it covers many aspects that will help you with this quite well. So just not afraid to start like pilots. Yeah, so I think my next step is I will think that I will create some useful tool in the field of education, because I have like some feedback from students and lecturers. They need some tools which are not exist yet in this like whole Mitrix infrastructure. If you have any ideas or questions, feel free to contact me at any time. Yeah, and big thanks to everyone. If you have any questions, feel free to ask. Thank you.
Thank you, Vladislav. Let's say thank you very much. Are there questions in the room? No. I'm actually very curious about what you would build next, but maybe that's a topic of a future talk. You seem to have ideas on their own.
I think so. Everyone likes like AI. I mean, it probably will be some AI based, but it will be self-hostable. I mean, on the server, not just like and connect to some API, you know.
So a local AI. The other thing I picked up, you mentioned a couple of times the importance of a progressive rollout, doing pilots and getting feedback and being iterative where you can. Do you have any examples of an effective feedback loop there, where you sent something out, maybe you got feedback and you needed to change something?
So regarding feedback, mostly there is like some students and some lecturers which are always interested in it, and a lot of like students are not. So you need to ask always, always you need to ask what you like, what you don't like in every process, maybe even like after e-meetings. So you need to always ask. That's
got it. Yeah, and it's important to find the champions who will give you the useful feedback. They're the ones that are interested. All right, well, thank you again. Please let's thank Vladislav.
Thank you.